going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You ready for a Celtics title defense?
Woo! Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready all season, and it is finally time for the playoffs, so I am very, very ready.
The season starts on Sunday.
Everyone's records the same right now. Oh, no.
It was a long buildup.
It was.
It was a bit of a slog. At times,
some ups, or a lot of ups, some downs.
They played very well
recently. Yes. I mean, you know, they couldn't beat Oklahoma City. They couldn't beat Cleveland down the stretch.
But they played very, very well down the
stretch. They're not playing Oklahoma City on Sunday, Jones. They're playing the Orlando Magic.
So the season starts on Sunday.
That's right.
The title defense is officially underway. We'll be getting into it all day long here on Jones and Keith. There's a lot to get to. On the show today, we got a top five Friday for you.
Yes.
At 10:45. The best five draft picks since 2001 or since 2000, not counting Tom Brady. How are we
doing
this?
Either way. Okay. Either way. Tom Brady won't be included because it's too obvious for number one.
Let's call it since 2001 to kind of mousetrap people.
Right.
Let's do
that. What about Brady?
No, no.
2000.
It was 2000.
Yeah. So you can't include Adrian Clem either. You can't put Clem on your list.
He's out.
He's out.
No J.R. Redmond.
No Patrick Pass.
Gone. Can't be doing that.
Sorry.
Okay.
So let's do five best. We each have our own list of five best Pats draft picks.
Could be the same for all we know. We actually don't know the answer.
We don't know.
But we'll be doing that at 10:45 since 2001. We'll see who we can mousetrap out there. We'll also be getting you our Friday four-pack of questions for this weekend. We'll continue hate it or love it. Votes still pouring in. The one-man thrill ride today on Twitter was very fired up about Ashton Jeanty.
Pumped in a good way?
Yeah.
Way. Oh, good way. Good, good.
He loves the pick. Like you and I.
Nice.
Doesn't understand why people hate the pick.
It's pretty split.
He's like, I don't get why people like the short arm guard. I don't get it.
I love it.
Tearing the fan base apart.
The one man throw ride gets it.
Good.
So we'll get to Mason Graham today. Hate it or love it at 11:45 and the week in review. 12:45. Oh, and by the way, have we announced our mystery guest to preview WrestleMania?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Very thrilled. It is our show wrestling insider, Jason Rossi.
Okay, great.
That's right. Former producer here, wrestling expert. Nobody watches more wrestling than this guy. And
is
it's the showcase
fact?
Of the immortals.
That's a fact?
I don't know anybody who watches more wrestling than
you
this guy.
You don't know anyone.
I don't.
Wow.
Watches a ton of wrestling. Watches all the wrestling.
Okay.
So if you have a wrestling
Sick
question.
Brag, bro.
To brag on his behalf. He watches a ton of wrestling. So, and he goes, I don't even know if he's going. I didn't ask him. He's gone to a million of these WrestleManias. So we need a good preview for the showcase of the immortals. WrestleMania 41, two-night affair. Even on Easter, they're wrestling on Easter, for God's sakes, Jones. They don't even care. So tomorrow night and Sunday night from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for answering that.
Okay, good. Yeah. So it's going to be big time stuff. So we can ask him about all the ins and outs on that. Plus, you can in some places you can bet on this stuff if you want.
Can you do it in Massachusetts?
Yeah, well, you
no.
can technically do it anywhere. I don't know if you could do it.
On the apps, you're saying. I see. Gotcha.
Some apps.
Yeah.
I would.
Maybe not.
Not the
here.
One that you advertise for or I advertise for, but other ones I think you can.
Sure.
You can find ways to bet on
you
it.
You know a guy.
Yeah.
You could bet on it. Perhaps Rossi could direct you in that direction.
Yeah.
So that's at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
We'll be doing that today.
Can't
again.
Wait.
On a jam-packed Jones and Keefe, your phone number is 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can still vote in yesterday's Hate It or Love It, Ashton Jeanty. over there. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. So Stephen A. off the top is talking about Jason Tatum and how he's not properly appreciated, respected. In some ways, he doesn't get his just due because he's a bit of a bland personality, but he is he calls him, you know, a bordering all-time great player. Do you think we properly appreciate Jason Tatum in this town?
No, I kind of don't. And so one way to look at it would be, and this is just for me, right? I can't speak for everybody, but I love Paul Pierce. Like, Paul Pierce is one of my favorite basketball players of all time. I look at him as like one of the great Celtics of all time. And he was certainly a guy that never won a league MVP or was sniffing a league MVP. But I just loved Pierce. I remember when he was on some bad teams. I remember, you know, when he and Antoine Walker, against all odds, got to a conference finals. And then, of course, when he teamed up with Garnett and Allen and then them winning the title. But he won one title. He was never first-team All-NBA. Like, Jason Tatum, as much as it pains me to say it, is a far better player than Paul Pierce ever was. Now, Paul Pierce has hit some clutch shots. We've questioned, you know, how clutch Tatum can be. He's hit some, right? But, you know, maybe he needs a few more of those signature moments to really stand out. He truly is one of the best players in the league. Like, he's not Jokic, and he didn't have the season that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had. But he has now, for what, four straight seasons, been a consensus top five player? Pierce was never that. Garnett was awesome the one year, his first year when he was healthy. He was first team All-NBA, but he didn't have back-to-back All-NBAs. Without looking it up, you got to go back to probably Bird for a guy to be consecutive All-NBA first teams on the Celtics, right? I can't think of anybody else.
Even two in a row? Yeah, I mean,
yeah, probably. Let alone what he's on right now.
Are we sure Garnett didn't do it that year?
No, Garnett did it one year.
No, I'm saying he didn't follow it up with All-NBA the next year?
I think
All-NBA first team, you said?
I think he was hurt, right?
Okay, well, he got hurt late. I actually don't remember. I'll look it up.
No, he wasn't. He was all defensive first team both years, but I think he was only All-NBA one year with the Celtics.
Okay.
So,
yeah, so
like, he is, like, I don't know if we take him for granted, or I don't know if it was all the conversation when they were young and they weren't winning and we were putting that on him, even though he was in his early 20s. But I think if you really stop and think about it, you look at the player that he is, I think he is underappreciated. He's truly one of the great players in the league, has been for a while, and it seems like he will be for a number of years going forward.
So I think there are a couple of reasons why. I think Stephen A. kind of hit on one. He is pretty bland.
Yes.
And so he's not super in your face. Now, he also doesn't get in any trouble off the court that we know of. We never know any of these guys, really. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't get in any trouble off the court. I don't want to give him too much credit for that. Like, you shouldn't be getting in a bunch of trouble off the court. But he is a bit of a bland personality.
Right.
So does that work against him on some level? Maybe. Maybe he's not properly appreciated because of that. I don't think that's a driving force. I think it's, and you kind of touched on it with Paul Pierce. Like, let me ask you a sidebar question. Game's on the line. Tatum is a better player than Paul Pierce, right? He's been first team All-NBA.
Yeah.
I agree with you on
Tatum's
that.
Tatum's much better.
And he's trending to you know, I mean,
blow him out of the water.
Lap the field Paul Pierce if he keeps this up for the rest of his career. Game's on the line. Who would you rather have taken the shot?
Yeah, Pierce. And maybe that's just, I don't know. Is that right?
I don't know if that's right.
I might have to go back and look at it, but just my gut feeling would say Pierce.
I think 95% of Celtics fans would answer it that way.
Yeah.
And if you want to ask me what works against Tatum, I think it's that thing. He won last year. I think he thought it would go away. What are they going to say now? The clutch thing with Tatum, I still think, is the one thing people are hung up on, fairly or unfairly. You know, and you can give me a shot like he hit against the Knicks. It was a regular season game. But to force overtime a week or so ago, you can say he's better at it. But I think if people are keeping Tatum at arm's length and they don't properly appreciate, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, Jason Tatum, that's the reason. For example, text line 617-779-7937. Tatum's a great regular season player. He'll never be a top performer in the clutch in the playoffs. He doesn't have it in him. And, you know, last year he was outplayed by Jaylen Brown. Oh, he actually led the team in scoring and rebounds and assists. How can you say he outplayed him? I don't know. Jaylen was the Eastern Conference Final MVP and the NBA Finals MVP. So I would point to that as a reason.
And but he has had great games in the playoffs.
He has.
And right? Like the Sixer game, the Bucks game. Like, but he's had big games.
But he also has more struggles in the playoffs than he does in the regular season. Like, that Sixer series is a great example. He was ice cold for games and games and games before he finally woke up at the end of it.
I think what stands out, too, is the first finals that they lost against the Warriors. Now, Jaylen Brown wasn't great in that series either. Nobody was great in that series. But I think Tatum's struggles kind of stuck with him. And that might be a little unfair. It's not like every single player that has made the finals as a young guy like immediately had a great finals. And another guy, when you talk about that question about who would you want taking the last shot, I mean, for years and years and years, same thing was said about LeBron James, for God's sakes.
Totally.
Like, he was one of those guys like, well, for the first 47 minutes, there's nobody in the world better. But then for that final minute, do you want somebody else? Because LeBron, you know, and he eventually has gotten to that point, I guess, but it's hard to be, when you want to be compared to guys like Jordan and Kobe and Bird, like that's sort of like next level, like ice in their veins type players.
So I think that's what we're waiting for. You know, if Tatum is not properly appreciated, and you surmise that, Stephen A. surmises that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd say you're probably right. For a guy who really is like a no questions asked top five player in the league, maybe a finalist for the MVP this year, third, he won't win it. But, you know, the final three guys are the finalists. So, and that hasn't been announced yet, right?
I think
Tatum has an outside.
But by all accounts, he'll be first team All NBA for four straight years.
I think he has an outside shot of being third in the MVP race and being one of the finalists and being there on the same dais with SGA and Jokic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So do we properly appreciate him? Probably not. But my answer for why is he was passenger is too strong, but he wasn't the driving force behind a championship a year ago. So be the driving force behind a championship, and I think you'll properly be appreciated. I think any nitpicks, any gripes will now be cast to the side. And I think also, Keith, even if he's not the driving force behind a title this year, if they repeat, that's going to go a long way too.
If oh, my God,
you're not a one-off champion, right? There's a lot of one-off champions recently in the NBA.
Yep.
Are the Celtics closer to the Golden State Warriors and their dynastic run? Are they closer to even LeBron and Wade, the Miami teams, or, you know, the Bird teams in the 80s that didn't repeat but won multiple championships? Like, are you closer to that, or are you a one-off champion like Jokic, who's the best player on the planet but one-off title? You know, are you closer to Giannis and some of these other guys? Like, what are you? And I think repeating would go a long way, even if he weren't the finals MVP, and I can't imagine he wouldn't be. If they win again, they're going to owe him one. They're going to make sure he gets it, I would imagine. And I also think he's going to need to be for them to win. But I think repeating would change a lot of people's opinion on that, too. It's not just, hey, it was a one-off and it was a super easy path, and Jalen kind of carried you. It's you repeated, you were the best player on a title team. I don't think he'd be underappreciated anymore. But I get people holding out little tiny questions about Tatum. I do.
Well, also, I mean, if they win this year, it automatically blows away the Garnett, Allen, Pierce Celtics.
Smoked.
And they might already be better now. One title to one title, one finals loss to one finals loss, but then some of the other years around it. But right now, you could argue that like that run and this run are kind of close.
Tatum has been to five Eastern Conference finals.
Yeah.
I mean, is that more than Pierce in his career? I would think it is. Pierce made the one with Walker. They lost to
and
Miami
then, what,
another
three
year,
more maybe.
Yeah, so I think he's already been to more. Yeah, I'm with
5-4 maybe, but I think it might be better anyway. But like, it's not even up for debate.
But I'm with you. Yeah. Right now, this team is already probably better than that.
Yeah.
8, 9, 10 Celtics teams. But
oh, it's massive if you pull it off, because even Larry Bird, as great as he is, and his legacy is obviously not going to be touched. Never won back to back titles. Did win three. But never won back-to-back titles.
Yeah, it's something that hasn't been done since the 60s with the Celtics.
Yeah, right. And then also, you talk about the one-off champions. Like, there's a bunch of them. There's the recent ones, but then there's also guys like Dirk Nowitzki and Garnett and Pierce that you're like, hey, that was great. And they're held up with such high esteem. And you're like, well, that was one. Let alone all the guys that haven't won any, and now you're so far away from those guys. So, yeah, this could go a really long way. Plus, I mean, he's young, so this is what you're talking about, like, for guys to really pile up titles. If you win two, right now he's 27, right? He just turned 27.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has two titles at the age of 27, like now you're ahead of the pace of a lot of the guys that you were looking up to.
So Bird won 2 and 3 and 3 and 6 in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Cowens, Havlicek won 2 and 3 in the 70s. You have to go back to 68 and 69.
Nice.
For back-to-back championships.
So Russell?
In Celtics history. Bill Russell, not just a player, but also a coach. Red Auerbach, overrated. but that's the last time they won back-to-back, 68 and 69.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty serious. For a franchise like this, and we're reliving it now in Celtic City, but like the greatest franchise ever, all the incredible moments. It's been a while since they've won back-to-back, and they certainly didn't win back-to-back when there were 30 teams in the NBA.
So when it comes to, Tatum, and if he's underappreciated, and do we properly, and little nitpicks and little gripes. Easy path last year, Jalen carried him, blah, blah, blah. They repeat? I don't think there's much you can say. I would start to agree with Tatum. What are they going to say now?
Yeah, at that point.
I would start to agree with him. Last year, I mocked him for it. I've been mocking him for it. I think there's actually quite a bit you can say about Tatum and even that Celtics team. Now you repeat, you get it done. Not much to say. Twitch chat already on us, on me specifically.
On you, yeah, on you.
Hey, Jones, how about you let him play the games, and then we see how it plays out.
Well, we're going to talk about it now.
Well, we can. And also, we're talking about right now, is Jason Tatum properly appreciated? That has nothing to do with the games coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't think he's properly appreciated.
No, I don't.
Or why people don't fully appreciate him to Stephen A's standard or Keith's standard. I'm just pointing out some reasons why. That can change in the next 2 months. So these are some of the stakes. We're just laying out the stakes for the playoff run because, quite frankly, the Celtics and Magic, not all that interesting. I'm looking ahead a little bit more.
And also with him is interesting. With some of the other players, like they don't immediately make the playoffs right away. And so I think like the spotlight was on him so early where like we got to see some of these other players on bad teams and sort of like gradually make the playoffs. Like when they did make the playoffs, that was viewed as like, oh, that's a check mark. But like he already kind of started there. So then the expectation was kind of blown out of proportion where it's like, well, how come he hasn't won a title yet? He was like 24. It's like, well, how come he hasn't won a title yet? And then they lose in the finals. Like, oh man, like what's going to happen? So they win it last year, of course, but what became kind of like in the immediate aftermath of the title from a year ago, going into this season, we're like, man, we thought it would be win a title, shut everybody up, but Tatum doesn't win finals MVP. And then sort of to a lesser degree, Jaylen Brown doesn't make the Olympic team. And you're like, wow, we got like all these other topics. Like these guys still have something to prove
Tatum,
even after winning a title.
Tatum didn't play in the Olympics.
Exactly. He was on the Olympic team but didn't play. So like there were some motivating factors for these guys. And if they win a second title, it's like what is the rest of the league going to say?
You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Strap in. Celtics title defense begins on Sunday. I'm not worried about the Magic. But you can jump in on whether or not Jason Tatum is properly appreciated in this town. And what he can do to change that perspective. If you agree with Stephen A. Smith, you agree with Keefe I'd even agree he's probably a little underappreciated for what he's done. How would he change that over the next couple of months? Would repeating do it? Is that not even enough? Does he have to be the best player? Does he have to hit clutch shots like a Paul Pierce would, for instance? Again, 617-779-7937. A lot still in store today. It's Top 5 Friday. We'll give you the top five Patriots draft picks since 2001. Hopefully you know your Patriots drafts. We'll also continue Hate It or Love It at 11:45. You can still vote at Jones and Keefe on Ashton Jeanty, the player we did yesterday. We'll get to Mason Graham today at 11:45. Friday four-pack at 11:30. Week in Review 12:45. And a WrestleMania preview with Jason Rossi, our mystery guest, at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for all of that. After Trending with Billy Lanny, let's get to whether or not you're taking the Celtics or the field in the NBA playoffs. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.